Simen Kuf Ayin Chet. Sif Aleph and Beis, Shinu Mokri. Very important halachas. All these halachas are very important halachas. Very Nidya halachas, they come up all the time. Probably every day. Chaim and Baruch they learned Baruch Hashem. They were once in Kavim's Chabura. And they learned Hilchos Pasuk B'Kisnin. And they came out at the end of the day, like it or not, after learning Kuf Samaches, Sif Yudayin, that pizza is amoiti from the first bite. And there are many that came out like that. Because it's not something, it's not nicker that it's made l'kinuach. The first bite is amoiti. B'Kisr, 12 o'clock, they go before Shir to J2 to pick up a slice of pizza. And they get into conversation with the friendly guy behind the counter. And sure enough, afterwards, at least Baruch washed. His friend did it. And Meiram Maitzi takes one bite, and he's like, oh Shrek, I didn't realize what time it is. Kitzer, looks as though he's got to go back, he's got to go to Shir. 12:14 already, running to Shir. Takes a bite, and he's running. Kitzer, his friend Chaim, stay there. He says, he doesn't have to bench, I'm not in a rush. I'll finish up my piece of pizza, and then I'll go to Shir. Kitzer, Baruch gets back to Shir. The only thing is, he was Makabal himself. They only make brachos when somebody's there to answer all me. What's he supposed to do in Rabbi Elfin Shir in the back of Shir? He's not saying a bracha loud in the middle of Shir. The pizza will sneak into the back. But he's not. Does he have to make a bracha? Does he not have to make a bracha? Or can he just mumble the bracha and pretend somebody's going to answer all me? Is this a problem or not? So, we saw that there's a machlekes between, we hopefully will see, or we did see, that there's a machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda when they get to Dvarim She'in and Tunim Bracha Lacha Rebim Kaiman, but by Dvarim a Tunim Bracha Lacha Rebim Kaiman, whether or not there's a Din Hashinim Bracha. In other words, Dvarim She'in and Tunim Bracha Lacha Rebim Kaiman, something which is the Brain of Fashas of Gedeime, or the Shailah when they get to the rest of the Shivas Aminim, aside from Pas. Is that considered Dvar She'in Bracha Lacha Rebim Kaiman or not? Lamaisa, according to Rav Sheshes, there are the klalim of even by Dvarim Hatun and Bracha Lacha Rebim Kaiman. There's the klalim of Shinu Mokrim. There's the problem of Shinu Mokrim. You have to make a new bracha. And according to Rav Chizda, no, something which Torn Bracha Lacha Rebim Kaiman does not need a new bracha when you leave. How do we pass in the halacha? Big machlekes, the Rambam and the Rif, they pass in like Rav Sheshes. And Tesis, the Rosh, and the Rashbam, all paskin like Rav Chizda, that there is no problem of Shinu Mokim when you wash. Memela, we have the Machaber in Sif Aleph and in Sif Beis. And the Ramban Sif Beis, they're arguing about this. Machaber goes like the Rif and the Rambam. And he says, Memela, you're not allowed to leave except in one side of the room to the other side of the room. If there's two sides of the room in J2, it's not really. But even if you would have two sides of the room, like last night on the other side of the Mechitza, even if you can't see, if it's two sides of the room, nevertheless, you don't have to make a new bracha. It's not considered a shinu mokim according to the Mechaber. But once you leave the house, it's a problem. In the same house, the Mechaber holds if you have das and you go to another room. However, the Ramah says, no. We don't pass them like that. That's all going in the Rif and the Rambam. We don't pass them like Rav Sheshes. We don't pass them like that. We pass them like the other Rishonim, the Tesis, the Rosh and Hashbam. They go like Rav Chizda. There's no problem of shinu mokim in a case where you washed and you're leaving to somewhere. And Ramela, you could even leave, even if you left to somewhere else. You do not have to bench before you continue eating, and you do not have to make a new bracha rishena. It's not a problem. The chatchila of halacha is you shouldn't go somewhere else if you didn't have das at the time of your washing and eating. However, if you did leave, they don't have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Memela, this guy bepashtis, he took a bite, he washed on his pizza, and memela, when he gets to shir, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. However, if you only took one bite, that's less than a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, you don't have to bench. So less than a kezayis is of even pas, says the Magen Avraham of the Mishnah Berurah brings down, has the halachic status of eating potato chips. Potato chips is a davar she'ein toron bracha lacha rebim kaiman. Pas, that you're less than a kezayis, not toron bracha lacha rebim kaiman. Memela, there's also of din of shinei mokim, and memela lachari should have to make a bracha when he gets the shear. The only savior is hiniach miktas chaver. He left his friend in the pizza shop. However, first of all, if they didn't sit down to a suda together, only one washed, the other didn't wash, the chur, it's hard to say that they ate together. But even if you want to say they ate together, nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, Hiniach miktas chaverim only helps you if you left and you're coming back, so you have to make a new bracha. However, in a case where you left and you're not coming back to eat somewhere else, that the Mishnah Berurah says in Echanami that, and it says that in Echanami that you still have a problem in your Mokrim, even according to the Mechaber, even according to the Ramah, and you would have to make a new bracha. Maybe this guy should make a Hamaitzi before he gets into Shir, so we shouldn't have these issues. Lamaitzo, what comes out, just remember, the halacha is the way that we pass on like the Ramah, for those Ashkenazim that pass on like the Ramah, the halacha is that in the same house, the Chathchila, even in the same room, the Chathchila is not a problem in Shir Mokrim at any point. From room to room, the Bir Halacha says, Amaisa, the meaning is to be Mekel, that it's also in the same house. It's not a problem. That's Kilu Stam Das, that's what a person has. For sure, if you had Das Chasila, for sure that works. When you're leaving the house, then you get into issues of Shinri Mokim. If it's a Davar Atoran Brach Halacha Rebbe Mekayman, you do not have to make, you shouldn't leave the Chasila. But if you did, you do not have to make a new Bracha. However, it's Davar Shein Atoran Brach Halacha Rebbe Mekayman, or for whatever reason, either because it's potato chips or it's because you didn't have enough Shashir. There in a Chanami, you would have to make a bracha unless it's Hinich Mitzvah Chavir and you're returning to your own place.